Good morning. It is KHAS Radio. I'm Brad Beam. It is time to talk with the health department, the South Heartland District Health Department. We chat with them on the first Friday of every month. We cover a different topic to keep people healthier. Michelle Beaver, the executive director, is on the phone with us. And Michelle, the topic for this month, a little bit different than what we have talked about in previous months with you guys at the health department. Tell us what it is.
So April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And today, the health department would like to share some information about distracted driving and encourage some individual action.
So why is this a health department thing? I mean, we often think of the health department with cancer screenings or in the last couple of years, how to stay safe with COVID. Distracted driving isn't necessarily one that I immediately think health department for.
Yeah, so distracted driving really is a public health issue, and I'm going to share some of what the health department thinks is some alarming information really about this issue. Every day, about 8 people in the United States are killed in crashes that are reported to involve a distracted driver. So that's more than 3,100 people in the U.S. that died in distraction-related crashes just in 2019. And that same year, 287,000 people were injured in distracted related crashes. So that's nationally. In Nebraska, we're not insulated from that problem. The Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office tracks this kind of information. And their data show that the number of distracted driving crashes in Nebraska is increasing. So in 2019, there were more reported total distracted driving crashes, 4,566, compared to 2018. And it also accounts for approximately 12% of Nebraska's total traffic crashes, which is twice as many as for speeding, which is only 6%. So the number of distracted driving related crashes in Nebraska has increased amazingly, 32% over the past 10 years. And so the problem's worsening. This is a public health issue. And locally in South Heartland counties, which are Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster, we also have reason to be concerned. We also have alarming local statistics. So how about this? 28%, more than a quarter, of adults surveyed reported texting while driving. This is in our counties. 66%, so two-thirds of adults, reported talking on a cell phone while driving. So you can see that the adults in South Heartland aren't setting a very good example, and our youth are also developing risky habits behind the wheel. Overall, 39% of 9 through 12th graders surveyed reported texting while driving, and 43% reported talking on a cell phone while driving. And these habits actually are worse as the students are older. So the 9th graders aren't as bad as the 12th graders. And if we look just at the 12th graders, 60% of 12th graders reported texting and driving, 60%, and 66% reported using a cell phone while driving. So this is a real problem nationally, in Nebraska, and in South Heartland.
So when we're talking about distracted driving, you said talking on the phone, texting and driving. Are we only lumping distracted driving into people using their devices, or are there other things that qualify as us being distracted behind the wheel?
Yeah, that's really a good question. Thanks for bringing that up, because distracted driving is driving while doing any activity that takes your attention away from driving. So sending a text message, yes. Talking on a cell phone, yes. Using a navigation system, eating while you're driving, those are other examples of distracted driving. So any of these distractions can endanger you, your passengers, others on the road, and actually think about it, people that are outside of their cars that might be walking or biking or playing, because people can leave their lane if they're distracted. And people may think it will just take a second to do this one thing, but consider this. If you're driving 55 miles an hour and you're sending or reading a text, it's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. So there are three main types of distraction. One is visual, you're taking your eyes off the road. One is manual, you're taking your hands off the wheel. And one is cognitive, you're taking your mind off of driving. And all three types of those distracted driving types increase your risk of car crashes, major injuries, and even death.
So this is a problem that is on the rise and affects a lot of us. We're talking with Michelle Beaver from the South Heartland District Health Department about distracted driving. So what are some of the things that are easy for us to do to reduce being distracted behind the wheel and make everybody safer?
So one of South Heartland's goals for this month, National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, is to raise awareness about the role of distracted driving in motor vehicle crashes and injuries and deaths, and what we can do to prevent them. So most people really know that distracted driving is risky. In fact, 94% of teens surveyed identified distractions such as texting while driving as a risk, so they know it. However, 65% of those same teens admitted to texting some or a lot in the past month. So you ask, what can we do? Let's start with what can drivers do. Drivers need to focus on driving and not multitask. And whether it's adjusting your mirrors or picking out the music or eating a sandwich, making a phone call, reading an email, do it before or after your trip, not during your driving period. What about passengers? What can passengers do? Passengers can speak up. If they're in a car with a distracted driver, ask the driver to focus on driving. Passengers can actually be helpful too. They can help reduce distractions for the driver by assisting with navigation or other tasks. Might not think of this, but what can employers do? Employers can show their concern for safety, and employers can demonstrate to their employees that they take safety seriously by having a safe driving policy that addresses distracted driving. So there's a lot of things that we can do.
What about parents? You mentioned a lot of statistics involving young drivers, and unfortunately we have too many crashes that involve young drivers. Anything parents should know about what they should tell their kid?
Yeah, parents and guardians, they are key. Parents can talk to their teen or young adult about the rules and responsibilities involved in driving. They can share stories and statistics related to teen and young adult drivers and distracted driving. They can remind them that driving is a skill that requires the driver's full attention. They can emphasize that texts and phone calls can wait until arriving at a destination. They can talk with their teen about the consequences of distracted driving. They could set consequences for distracted driving. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for example, they have a parent-teen driving agreement. So you could fill this out together with your teen to begin a safe driving discussion and sort of set your family's rules of the road. Another thing is just to not allow activities that take your teen's attention away from driving, like talking on a cell phone or eating or playing with the radio. And really most importantly, most importantly is to set an example by doing these things yourself, keeping your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel while driving. And there are a lot of resources out there to help you talk to your teens or to set up a worksite policy or to raise awareness at your school or your church or some other organization. And if you need resources, like I said, lots of organizations, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. Department of Transportation, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, National Safety Council, the Nebraska Department of Transportation, Highway Safety Office, Drive Smart Nebraska. So there's a bunch of places there that have websites with resources and activities, information, laws, data, examples of policies, sample pledges, posters, infographics, just all sorts of things. So there's a lot of resources out there to make a difference.
So it sounds like there is a big need for us to all be better on the roads. We all know that we shouldn't be doing what we are doing to distract ourselves behind the wheel, but many habits are hard to break. What would be the one thing? What's the first step in getting everybody safer behind the wheel? What should we do?
Well, the health department's really challenging people to learn about distracted driving and to take a pledge to not drive distracted. So you could do it as an individual, as a family, do it as a work site, have everybody take a pledge, do it as a class or as a congregation. And for example, here's a pledge from the National Safety Council's Just Drive campaign that here at South Heartland, our staff and board members are using. And it just says, I pledge to just drive for my own safety and for others with whom I share the roads. I choose to not drive distracted in any way. I will not have a phone or text conversation, either handheld, hands-free, or Bluetooth. I will not use voice-to-text features in my vehicle's dashboard system. I will not use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, or other social media. I will not check or send emails. I will not take photos, or, you know, including selfies. I will not input destinations into my GPS while the vehicle's in motion. I will not call or message someone else while when I know that they are driving. So South Heartland's challenging our listeners here to take a pledge this April during National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. It's a first step that people can do. And please, just drive.
Yeah, that's the way that you can boil it down. Just drive. Michelle Beaver, Executive Director of the South Heartland District Health Department. A lot of resources that are available during Safe Driving Month, Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Michelle, thanks so much for, again, highlighting what we mainly all know what we should be doing, but a reminder is always good. Thanks for the update.
Thanks a lot for having me here today, Brad.